Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you chose to join us, and we don't take it lightly. We are so thankful. We have a great, great show lined up for you this evening. But before we jump in to the show, we want to thank each and every sponsor for the show tonight. The sponsors are Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And you can find her book on any online bookstore. We have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Third Heaven Sound is also the music producer and director of that jingle you just heard, my theme song, On Fire to Inspire. Unique Expression by Design is one of our sponsors, and they specialize in your custom products, whether it's business or personal products. They can take care of you. So if you need T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, anything that you need customized, Angelise Washington and Unique Expressions by Design is there to take care of that for you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located beside Golden Crust inside of F&D Beauty. They specialize in all of your hair care and beauty needs, and that includes relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weave, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and much, much more. So ask for Roz. Roz will take care of you. And then we have Partners in Children's Safety, where their mission is to strengthen the community by reaching children of all ages early with positive safety educational programs that will help them to navigate through life with positive and effective alternative safety solutions. You can follow our new partner on Twitter at PIC, like Partners in Children, S is in Safety, OSL, and you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram. And on Instagram, you'll follow Jennifer Fontenot, and that's Fontenot. And then finally, our last sponsor for the evening is PrintTara.com. PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to your business cards, your flyers, your banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for being a sponsor of On Fire to Inspire. And you can email us if you're interested in being a sponsor. We are still running our special for only $25 for the entire month. And we actually announce it each and every week on the show, as well as share it on our social media pages. Well, we are back with a phenomenal, phenomenal show for you tonight. The show is entitled Step Up and Be the Solution. So many people are just using excuses, and it's time to just shut all the excuses down and step up and be the solution. There are many problems in the world. And be that solution to the problem that you notice out here. Be the solution. What are you doing to be a solution? So we want to welcome our guest this evening, Mr. Kent Evans. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you, man of God?
Man, I'm doing great, Aaliyah. Thank you for having me on. It's a blessing to be here.
Hey, man. Well, we are excited about having you, and we are so grateful to be able to have you this evening because you are doing a great, great work, empowering men, empowering young men, as well as their parents, into being better men. So I thank you again for joining us.
Now, no, Ken, it's my pleasure.
Ken, I want you to tell, I meant to introduce you, but I think you can do a better job at introducing yourself. Tell the listeners, who is Kent Evans?
Man, I think first and foremost, I'm a child of God. I'm a saved and redeemed believer. Praise the Lord for that. I'm a husband of a lady named April. We've been married 21 years. We met in college. I found a wonderful, godly woman when I met her more than 21 years ago. And I'm a father of four boys, Alex, Jeremy, Jonathan, and Timothy. And we got one more on the way through adoption. So we'll have a house full of boys here before long.
Wow. So the baby that you're adopting is a boy as well.
Yeah, you got it. It'll be boy number five.
Oh, wow. Woo. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. I know she's like all of this testosterone. Bless her heart. Bless April's heart.
Hey, she can handle it. If you ever get to meet my wife, you'll know she has no trouble handling all of us. She's got us under control.
Great, great, great. So tell us a little bit about your journey, how how you have been able to step up, focus, and be a solution to a problem that you saw.
Yeah, you know, I was talking today with a friend of mine, and she was asking me about how I found myself into the spot where I am today, and I've just found myself here in one step at a time. You know, I don't remember ever setting out to do what I'm doing right this second. I just went through one open door after the other, and God would give me something to work on, whether it was how to be a husband or how to be a dad. And over time, he gave me those things. And I'll be honest, I have not mastered any of that stuff. I'm still learning how to do that kind of stuff well. But that's what I have found is over time, God's opened those doors, and he gave me the courage and also the challenge to just step in there and do what I could to be part of the solution. So today I find myself after about a 20-plus year business career. I'm now leading a small nonprofit ministry called Manhood Journey, and we're a father and son ministry, and I recently released a book. So I'm doing a bunch of stuff away I've never done before, and God's guiding me through that as I go, because a lot of it are things that I'm really not sure I even know how to do.
Your gift is greatly making room for you. I tell you that. I tell you. Now, what have you seen in your own life and those men around you regarding their relationship with their sons? What are you seeing these days?
You know, if you go out and buy a car and it's like a red car, then all of a sudden you start seeing red cars all the time. I don't know what that is about how your brain works, but I just know you start to notice the things that you're actually looking for. And at the risk of maybe having noticed some things I'm actually looking for, I see a lot of guys who are stepping up. I mean, I know there's a lot of guys out there, and the fatherhood statistics are not very good, and we see a lot of broken homes. We see a lot of dads who still live at home, but they're not really engaged as a dad. But I also see a lot of guys. I was just with a few guys today, and they're all really good dads, and I hope and pray that God's doing something with the hearts of fathers, and specifically fathers of sons, because I really think that's a huge piece of God's puzzle, is how men relate to their own sons and teach them ways of the Lord, teach them how to love a woman, how to be a godly husband, how to be a godly dad. I see a lot of good things happening. I really do.
Great, great. So in the current, your current trends, what are you seeing in the current trends of fatherhood?
Well, that's the tough thing. When you back out and you look at it more on like a national scale, it's not very good. You don't see a lot of very encouraging trends. Like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but about 20 years ago, about 90% of the people in America who were growing up, children, lived in a two-parent household. Now that's down to like 60-some-odd percent. So we've lost millions and millions of households where you've got a loving mom and a loving dad who are both pouring into those kids. And it's becoming less and less popular to have a live-at-home dad who's a good dude. And what's crazy is you start to find all these other things connected to dad being gone, like things like gang membership, violent crime, teen pregnancy, school dropout. Mm-hmm. All these things are like twice as likely, four times as likely, 10 times as likely to happen when dad is not at home. So dads, man, if you're listening, if you're tuned in tonight, number one, I praise God that you're listening. I'm glad that you're with us. And I just want to tell you guys, man, you're really important to the life of your kids, your daughters, your sons, and we need you guys in the game. And that's what we're trying to do as part of our ministry.
Amen, amen. I'm loving it. I know when you share the numbers with me, some stats on the fatherless, I was blown away because, you know, what you don't know, you know, you tend to know just generics, but when you see the actual numbers, it's like, oh, my goodness, it just blew me away. Do you have those numbers in front of you? Because if you don't, I have them pulled up.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some that sadly I've kind of memorized. You know, a lot of the things that we see, like, for example, the United States Census Bureau tells us that the USA actually leads the world in fatherlessness, which is hard to imagine in such kind of a developed or, you know, enlightened type country. We look at, we're still more likely to leave our kids. About one out of every three or four, depending on which stat you look at, one out of every three or four children growing up in America is growing up in a single-parent household. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad house. It just means that that single dad or that single mom usually is probably overwhelmed and just barely getting by, or just able to put food on the table and not able to do much else, because it's hard to raise a kid on one income or with one person doing all the heavy lifting. And so that's like 20 million-plus kids who are growing up without a mother or a father in their home, which is really sad, and it's not good for our nation to have all these kids growing up without direction from both. Because my wife gives my boys things I can't give them, because she has a perspective I'm never going to have, and I have a perspective and ability to do things with my boys she can't do, and it's a blessing, and that's why God wanted us to be married to one woman till we die and raise kids in that kind of environment. And man, I'd love to see our country shift back toward that model sooner rather than later.
Yes, yes, I love that. You know, when I looked at those numbers, I was like, oh my goodness, the everything from, like you said, high school dropouts rate was like 71%, because in the fatherless homes, teen pregnancy was like 71% as well, homelessness and runaways was 90%. Suicide, 63%, which is five times the national average. So that is very alarming. And, you know, when you see numbers, you hear stuff on a regular basis. But again, when you see numbers like this, it just really kind of captures your heart, you know?
Yeah, it does. It's really sad.
So what have you seen in your own life and those men that's around you regarding their relationships with their son? Are you seeing more fathers that's around you in your immediate circle that's saying, hey, I'm not going to be a statistic, and my family's not going to be a statistic? Is that what you're seeing more and more in your immediate environment?
Yeah, I mean, in my environment I am, but that's kind of because, you know, I'm running with some of those guys. You know, I'm trying to get around those dudes who can pour into me, I can pour into them, and so I probably have two imbalanced of a sample in my own environment. But at the same time, the other thing that I'm seeing is I'm seeing that the pressure that dads have accepted for a long time to be like a perfect father, to be this sort of role model in every single way and all that stuff. That kind of pressure is stuff we got to help guys not feel the. Not take on themselves, man. I don't have to be a perfect dad in order to be an engaged or to be a godly dad. I don't have to be perfect. And I'm seeing guys wake up to that reality and see, I can totally screw it up. I can totally blow it and then apologize to my kids, tell them, hey, man, dad's not perfect, and I'm really sorry that I was a jerk to you, and move past that kind of stuff, man. And I hope we can help dads do that.
I love it. Now, you're co-founder of Manhood Journey. Tell us a little bit about Manhood Journey.
Yeah, with Manhood Journey, we help fathers build the next generation of godly men. And the way we do that is through really simple, super easy Bible studies that are meant to be done in father and son small groups. So you might imagine, say, five or six dads and seven or eight boys. Maybe one guy has two kids or he has a nephew or something like that. And so that group of maybe a dozen or 15, they walk through some scripture, they ask each other some questions, and we get fathers and sons talking about things that matter, things that are biblical, things that are important. And we find that what's crazy is we find that, like, the 10, 11, 12-year-old boy, who a lot of people would say, oh, you know, you can't get him to say anything but, you know, hello and thank you and I'm going to bed, or, you know, you got this this notion about the typical 11, 12, 13-year-old boy. It's really not true, man. When we engage those boys in a conversation about something that's more meaningful than just, you know, Pokemon Go or whatever, we find them, they open up. The boys want to have meaningful conversation. They don't want to just be entertained all the time. And I think we can help undo some of that. And that's what we're trying to do with Manhood Journey, is just get fathers and sons talking about scripture and talking about important topics in small groups.
I love it. I love that concept. And you said you've been doing that how long now?
We started almost 6 years ago, and that was a lot of planning and stuff we did in sort of the behind the scenes. Publicly, we started in 2013. So we've been operating about almost 3 years in terms of the rollout and exposing the product to other fathers and sons. And so about 3 years out in the market.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, what would you say to that single mom that says, I love this concept. I have a son. I'm raising these boys by myself because, you know, the husband may have passed away or the husband may have walked away. What would you say to that mother?
Yeah, I would say, number one, there's a lot of guys in this country who are praying for you, and you got a hard road, and we are praying that you continue down that path because we got a lot of good examples of really cool guys who are raised by single moms. So, like, keep up the good work, and we're praying for you. Secondly, I would say I know some single moms. I know one lady in our town whose husband passed away a few years ago. He had a terminal cancer, and he passed away. She brings one of her sons to a local Manhood Journey group. She drops him off, and then an hour and a half later, she picks him up, and he gets to spend time around these other dudes and talk about these things that matter, and he gets some of that fatherly kind of influence, you know, by proxy through these other dads. And then the third thing I would say is one organization that we are partnered with is an organization called Trail Life USA. And, man, that's a single mom's dream because that is every week you've got godly men. They meet in churches. These guys pour into these kids' discipline and hard work and creativity and all the character traits you want your kid to have. So if you're a single mom and you live in a town and you're looking for a place to have your son get some biblical influence, and if we don't have a Manhood Journey group down the street from you, you're going to find a Trail Life troop somewhere at one of your churches. And, man, I love those guys at Trail Life. I think they're doing a great work, and they're a real good resource for single moms.
Great. Trail Life USA?
Yeah, you got it. Great organization, very Christ-centered. I know the leadership there, really cool guys, and I trust them a lot.
Great, great, great. Now, you've written your first book. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, that was fun, actually. I enjoyed it.
Great. The title is Wise Guys, Unlocking Hidden Wisdom from the Men Around You. Tell us first, how did it come about? You know, because a lot of times we say we're going to do something, but to actually act on it and do it. How did it come about? That's question one. So let's start with that one.
Sure. Yeah. When I was a late teen, maybe 17 or so, my parents got divorced, and it really rocked my world. You know, that was off my radar. I didn't see it coming. And so when they got divorced, I was really angry. I was ticked off. You know, I was frustrated. I went to this counselor. And the counselor let me, you know, vent and gripe for a few sessions. And then he finally said something that was really amazing. He goes, "Man, Kent, you know, I think I've kind of got you figured out." I said, "Okay, what do you got?" And he said, "You don't want to end up where your parents are when you grow up." And I said, "Yeah, man, you got that right." And he said, "Well, my profession has taught me something. You cannot become the un-something." And he said it like, and I thought, I don't quite follow. And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your brain doesn't know how to not become something. So you've got to find the picture of what you do want to be when you grow up and start aiming for that. Because if you just grow up determined not to be something," he goes, "I'm just telling you, I've seen it time and time again. Life has a way of twisting you into the thing that you hate. And so you got to figure that out." So what he set me on a path of doing is getting around, because I asked him, I said, his name's Weldon. I said, "Weldon, what do you think I should do?" And he goes, "Go find other guys." you go find guys who have what you want, whether it's this dude's good with money, this dude's good with music, this guy's got a great golf game, or this, you know, whatever, this guy's got a great marriage, whatever you can find, you go find these dudes and you get around them. And that was the seed that planted with me, man, almost 30 years ago now, which means I'm getting old. It means I'm getting old. And the seed that he planted with me, so then all my adult life I've been looking for these dudes. I've been looking for guys who have figured out things that I want to figure out. And I find them under, like, rocks. They're everywhere. I mean, almost every guy I meet can teach me something, right? And so that's the premise of the book, is I just tell about 16, 17 stories of guys who have affected me. And then I try to pull out some lessons and some ideas so other guys can read my story and learn from it.
Love it. So tell me this. You know, a lot of times men are so macho and they want to be, they want to be so hard. Tell me, why do you think men, why they don't really want to seek finding another wise guy or another, a mentor? Why do you think they don't want to seek that even as a grown man?
Yeah, I think there's a couple factors, man. I think one of them is if I come up and, like, I'm literally looking out my window at my house in Louisville, and there's a dude across the street who has a perfectly manicured lawn. I'm just going to say, like, you could almost go sleep on that guy's yard. It's awesome. Now, I'm also looking at my lawn, and it's got crabgrass and bare spots, and it's like a mess, dude. And so you know what I ought to do? If I really want, like, really great grass in my yard, I should go down the street and ask Dan, hey, man, how do you get your yard to be so awesome? Now, I know that may sound like a dumb example. That may sound like a really stupid example. But the bottom line is the main reason I don't want to go down and ask Dan how to do yard work is because it basically means I got to admit that I've got something to learn. And I think that's the main barrier. I think the main barrier to guys building more of a community of other men is the very first step is, you know, hey, Jack, you probably got something to learn. And a lot of guys are just unwilling to go there. I don't know if it's pride, if it's spiritual warfare, if it's culture. I don't know what that whole soup is that makes us like that. But I just know that, you know, generally women are a lot better at this than most guys. Y'all will share ideas or thoughts or troubles or whatever better than most guys. And I don't think that should just be a feminine trait. I don't think that's just something women ought to do. I think it's community is hardwired into us. And when we become individualistic, man, we set ourselves up for failure.
That's true. That is so true. So, so very true. So what would you say to that man that says, well, you know what? I've been thinking about finding a mentor, but what would you say to him?
I would say a couple things. One, I think sometimes we put mentors in the wrong kind of like mental category. You know, we think of the mentor ought to be like perfect. They ought to be like, you know, suave and good looking and strong and rich and like whatever. We think that one mentor has to have the whole entire package. And I would just say, oh man, if you know some dude who's great at golf, but he's a really bad dresser, and you want to learn how to play golf, go learn how to play golf with him. Like, you want to learn how to you know shoot ball from some dude who's great at shooting ball, but he can't balance his checkbook. Cool, go learn how to shoot ball from that guy, but don't learn how to balance checkbook. And so take your mentors and accept them for what they are, and it might be that they can mentor you just in one part of your life, and that's it. And then the other thing I would say is just because you go find a mentor doesn't mean you got to do every single thing that they say. Now, there's a fine line there, right? There's a fine line between going and finding people who just tell you what you want to hear, but also finding people who really speak truth into your life. But if somebody tells you, hey, you know, you ought to do it like so, that doesn't mean you absolutely have to. But I would say go looking for imperfect guys but who have an area of expertise that you want and get around them and just ask questions. Man, that's the main thing. If we can all learn to ask questions of each other, you know, how'd you do what you did and what made you do it and all that stuff, the kind of stuff that you do for a living, you're probably really good at all that because you do it for a living. Most guys kind of stink at that.
So tell us, how do we purchase your book?
Well, you can hop on Amazon and you can search for Wise Guys by Kent Evans, or you can go to my website. That's my name, kentevans.me, and you can find it there. Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. Okay. All right. And how do we follow you on social media?
Yeah, I'm going to normally be found under the handle Manhood Journey. So my Twitter handle is Manhood Journey or at Manhood Journey. And our Facebook page is at facebook.com/Manhood Journey. And, of course, our ministry website is manhoodjourney.org, manhoodjourney.org.
All right. Your Instagram is Manhood Journey as well?
Man, you know what? I know this sounds like I'm crazy. Don't sound like I'm crazy, but I haven't got into Instagram yet.
What?
I know. See, I knew you were going to have that reaction. No, it's funny. You know, I worked for years and years in business, and then I just made this transition into the ministry work full time. And I didn't want to get into another social media channel until I knew I could have the time to do a good job of keeping up with it and engaging with everybody. And so for the last few months, all I could barely keep up with was Facebook and Twitter. So we might add Instagram here pretty soon.
Okay. One of the things that Instagram allows you to do, just kind of giving you a word from the wise, because I was like, I can't add anything else to my plate. But Instagram has a feature where when you share whatever you're posting, you can share and it'll hit Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram all at the same time. So it does the work for you.
There we go. All right, I'll be on Instagram tomorrow.
Good. Yes. That's what it's all about, making sure we're learning from each other. You know, even with things that we thought were hard, some things are just simple. Like you said, you know, something that simple, because you've never been on it, you wouldn't have known it, you know. It was trial and error and playing around with it personally. So, yes. And
yeah.
So for the other listeners that are out there, have their small businesses, and you want to make sure that you're being covered, you know, you're getting that massive coverage, but you don't have the time to go and check everything. Well, as you're doing your posts and, you know, making people aware of what you're doing and where you are, like, you know, things of that nature, then you can definitely make sure that you go on Instagram, create your Instagram account, and then you can share everything through that share feature inside of Instagram. And again, it hits Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. All right. So share with us one more time how they can follow you.
Yeah, so follow me at Manhood Journey. That's Twitter handle Manhood Journey. Or you can hop on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Manhood Journey. Or you can cruise by our website at manhoodjourney.org.
Great. And any final words that you would like to leave with the listeners, Ken?
The thing I would say is if you're a dad listening to this show, I would say you got to realize that, man, the day you became a dad, you got into a spiritual battle. And whether you know it or not, I think of that dude that we talked about years ago, Chris Kyle, the American sniper who ended up being killed at a gun range. He had been in much more dangerous places, right? He had gone into real scary places and come out alive. But the reason that he died that day was because he did not know he was in a battle. He was completely ambushed, and he didn't know to protect himself. And what I'm going to say is, if you've become a dad, you are now in Satan's crosshairs. You have become a target of the enemy, and you are in a spiritual battle, whether you know it or not. So gird up, like step up to the point you made earlier when we started on the show, step up and know that you're in battle and fight, because we're all fighting with you, and together we can win.
Amen. Well, Ken, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We thank you, and we're definitely going to share your information. I'll be posting information about the show for people who didn't get to hear us. They'll be able to go back and click on the recording and be able to listen to it via Blog Talk Radio and on Fire to Inspire through there. So thank you so much, and you can also let your following know that that is available out there. It'll be available shortly after I end the program.
You got it. We'll do it. And thanks a ton for having me on, Leah. It's been a blast.
Oh, you are so very welcome, and congratulations in advance. Oh, Kent, one more thing. Tell us about your upcoming event so people can follow you. So if they're in the area, they can just go out and support.
Yeah, I'm going to be down your way next week. I'll be in Atlanta for a couple days, be doing some TV and some radio stuff down there. It'll be fun. And then I'll be in Nashville at the Trail Life National Convention. Those are the next couple things we got coming up. So next week I'll be driving all over the Southeast.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Safe travels to you. And keep doing what you're doing, kid, because you're definitely making a great impact.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Guys, this has been a great, great. Guys, this has been a great, great show. If you missed any of this interview, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. We had Kent Evans on with us. He is the co-founder of Manhood Journey. He's also the author of Wise Guys, Unlocking Wisdom from Men Around You. I'm telling you, there were so many statistics for what he had given us. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that the numbers were that alarming for the single mom's households. But I tell you one thing, we could definitely make a difference if the men are rising up that are listening, the uncles, the grandpas, the mentors, because the mentors can be a great impact to the mothers who don't have that father figure in the household, whether, you know, their children are fatherless by way of the dad passing, or they're fatherless because dad left. There's still mentors out here for the children to be able to walk into the destiny that God has created for them. So we're going to continue to pray and lift our children up each and every day and lift up the men as well, so they will continue to step up and be the mentors to these young men so that they can live this life that is pleasing to God. Each and every week, I come to you bringing you guests that are living out their purpose, walking in their purpose, so that you will be empowered, that you will be edified, and to walk in the gifts and the talents that God has given you. It's time to stop existing, and it's time to start living the life that God has created for you to live. God says it's time for you to dare to dream again. He said it's time for you to walk in every gift and ability. I'm telling you, there's somebody waiting on you, because you are the solution to their problem. But they'll never get their problem solved unless you step up, step out, and do what you're supposed to do. So awaken, arise, and walk in everything that you've been called to. We want to thank each and every person that has been a sponsor, each and every business that's sponsoring us this evening. We thank you, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. You can get her books on any online store, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And Third Heaven Sound has CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, take care of your custom products, whether it's a T-shirt, cups, pens, mugs, journals, if it's for your professional or personal needs. Angelise Washington and Unique Expression by Design take care of you. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located inside of F&D Beauty. Ross will take care of all your hair care and beauty needs, your relaxers, your twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, whatever you need, Ross can take care of you. Partners in Children's Safety, Inc., they're here to make sure they're keeping our children protected. They're bringing education and awareness and programs of safety to our children. And they're going to provide safety and alternative, positive solutions, effective solutions for safety for the children. You can follow them on Twitter at PICS, O-F-L, that's P-I-C, S as in Sam, O, F as in Frank, L. And on Instagram, Jennifer, F-O-N, T-E-N-O-T, printtara.com is also your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So thank you to each and every one of our sponsors tonight. And also, if you don't have your book already, make sure you purchase a copy of On Fire to Inspire. On Fire to Inspire is the book that actually that this actual radio show is derived from. That book is entitled On Fire to Inspire. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. And it's pieces that just remind you of who you are. You are chosen. You are pregnant with purpose. You are triumphant. You have been redeemed. and it's time for you to live out your full potential. So those are just a couple of titles that's in that book. That book is available, again, on paperback, ebook, and audiobook. So for those who say, I don't have time to read, that's okay. We got you covered on the CD as well. And then finally, there's an ebook entitled Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. If you don't have this book of affirmations and declarations, you want it. It's on Amazon. It's only $2.99. Go out there and get it and be a blessing to someone else to share that word with them, because someone needs to hear that. Someone needs that word of encouragement, and you may be able to purchase it for someone or purchase it for yourself. That is definitely the way that you want to do it. Last but not least, we have one more sponsor that I'd like to play their ad, and it is, here it is.
Did you know you don't need life insurance? No, you don't. Only your family does. If your family, your spouse, your children, if they depend upon your income to survive, then you owe it to them to make sure they're provided for no matter what. It could happen, you know. Happens every day. Call Mary Hayes with Primerica at area code 219-775-0197. That's again Mary Hayes with Primerica at 219-775-0197 to see how easily and affordably you can insure your family. Make sure you mention that you heard it on Fire to Inspire.
We want to thank each and every sponsor again for On Fire to Inspire. Thank you, each and every one of you. Third Heaven Sound. Thank you, Angelise Washington with Unique Expressions by Design. We thank each and every person, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Experiences in the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. All of these sponsors, we thank you each and every month for sowing into this ministry, because for me, this is ministry. It's a way of getting people in place to push them and propel them into where you're supposed to be. Like I said, it's time to awaken. It's time to arise, and it's time to move into what God has called you to. It's time to stop sitting on your hands, stop sitting on those gifts, stop walking in fear, and it's time to walk. It's time to move. Be intentional about your purpose, because God is intentional about you. Be intentional about what you're doing. Do something small every day to work towards your vision. So if it's today, you're just going to make notes and just kind of brainstorm, do it. Tomorrow may be your research day, do it. And you don't have to do it every single day, but do something. Even if it takes 10 minutes a day to do something, and before you know it, you'll reach your goal. So if it's to write that book, you got it. If it's to create a new CD, you got it. If it's to start a new business, you got it. It's already in you. See, the secret is you've already been qualified to be who you are. But guess what? God has already pre-qualified you to be who he's called you to be. You just got to walk in it, because greatness is already on the inside of you. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, inspiring you to live the life that God has created you to live each and every week. Make sure you dial in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 929-477-2178. You can listen by our Christian World Radio Network at Christian World Radio Network app. It's a free app you can download on iTunes or the free Google app. Or you can go to www.blog.radio.com/onfiretoinspire. And finally, Semi World Radio has it available on their site, and that's www.cimiworldradio.com. So you don't have an excuse. You got so many ways to listen to us now. So make sure you listen to us each and every week, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any of the interview, go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, Kent shared some amazing information about fathers and fatherhood and the fatherless. It's time for our men to step up and be the solution to a problem, because there's a young man out there that needs you. They need your advice. They need to hear your ear to hear them, so that you can speak life back into them. Again, I'm Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and we will talk next week. Until then, have a great week.